Well, how would you all like to be in heaven with Jesus? Nobody seems to want to be in heaven with Jesus. Well, I know we all want to be in heaven after we die, don't we? But I'm not talking about after we die. Believe it or not, I mean right now. Now, I know that probably sounds silly to you, and without some further explanation, I guess it is silly. So let me try to make some sense of it. It all has to do with the meaning of the Feast of the Ascension that we celebrate today. Actually, the feast has a number of meanings, one of which is not that Jesus went floating up into the heavens. If we let ourselves get bogged down in Luke's imagery, we will miss the meaning altogether. The Feast of the Ascension is about the glorification of Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father. And as you heard in the reading, it is also about our glorification as well. Now, the Jesus who is with the Father in heaven is the same Jesus that walked the earth, the Son of God, who is both human and divine. So it is not only his divinity that is in heaven, it is his humanity as well. And that humanity is the same as ours. Our humanity, therefore, is in heaven in company with the Father, the Spirit, Mary, Joseph, and all the angels and saints. And it's in this way that we, in some mysterious spiritual way, in some sort of mystical participation, we too are in heaven. Now, this is not fanciful. This is not simply the product of my twisted imagination. St. Augustine said exactly the same thing in a sermon on the Feast of the Ascension. Here are Augustine's words. He says this: "For just as Jesus remained with us after his ascension, so we too are already in heaven with him, even though what is promised us has not yet been fulfilled in our bodies." And St. Augustine usually knows what he's talking about. So it is theological fact. It is an awesome theological fact. And yet, in spite of this theological fact that we are in some mysterious way in heaven with Jesus, we know too that Jesus is no longer with us in the way he was before the resurrection and the ascension. But it does not mean that Jesus is absent. He is still very much present. As St. Augustine said in the quotation that I cited, Jesus actually remained with us. If we simply look at our Eucharistic celebration, we can see at least three ways in which Jesus is present. He's present in the word that is spoken to us from the gospel. He's present in the sacrament in the form of bread and wine. And very importantly, but we perhaps do not consider it sufficiently, he is also present in the congregation, first of all in each one of us individually, but in a special way in all of us together. All of us who are this community, this small part of the body of Christ. Yes, indeed, Christ, who ascended to heaven in his body and his divinity, carries on what we began on earth, or what he began on earth, through his new body, the community of believers, that is to say, through us. He continues to teach through his apostles and evangelists. He continues to minister through its prophets and pastors. In and through his body, the church, Jesus continues to heal and to comfort, to forgive and to include. To paraphrase a statement by St. Teresa of Avila, now ours are the only hands that Jesus has with which to touch and heal. Now ours is the only voice that Jesus has to speak consoling words, to comfort, to forgive, and to reconcile. Indeed, in this mysterious, marvelous way, we have some of his power, the same power with which he performed miracles when he walked this earth. We have not been left alone. We have him with us. We have the Spirit that he promised. We have his very presence in the Eucharist. We have one another. Together we make up the new body of Christ. Together we work and pray, we worship and we love. Luke tells us in his story of the Ascension that after Jesus had passed out of sight, two angels appeared and said to the apostles, "Why do you stand here idle, gazing up into the heavens?" It's as if he is saying, there's work to be done. Keep your ideals, your ambitions, your sights as high as the heavens, but keep your feet planted firmly on the ground. No time for idle gazing. Time, rather, for the important work of the kingdom. The angels might well be saying the same to us. To us who have found that part of us is already in heaven with the Lord. But in the same time, we are the body of Christ right here and now in this world. It is an awesome mystery. And it's something to be very happy about. And I'd like to speak to Maggie, our little first communicant here today. And today, Maggie, you are going to partake in the mystery of the Eucharist for the first time. You will share fully in the gift that Jesus has given to all of us, his own body and blood in the form of bread and wine. We're very happy for you today, Maggie. Are you happy too? Oh, good. She shakes her head. Yes, she's happy. I'm glad to see that. That's very good. Well, anyway, and also this week, Maggie will celebrate her sixth birthday, is it? On Tuesday, is that correct? Which one? Which birthday? I'm sorry, I can't hear. All right, but anyway, we wish her a happy birthday today, as well as congratulate her on making her first Holy Communion here in front of all us today. We are privileged people to be able to see this happening in our midst today.